The battle between President Donald Trump and House Democrats over his tweets about four female lawmakers is helping draw the outlines of next year's election. We get the details from AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
It's being framed as racist versus socialist. The president says he has no regrets about his tweets telling the women to go back where they came from, and says he's winning the resulting fight.
I'm enjoying it because I have to get the word out to the American people.
Saying Democrats are going so far left, they'll fall off a cliff. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the president's words were racist, and it's all a bid to create what she calls a fog around the real issues facing him.
He's a great distractor.
She's urging Democrats not to fall for it.
With all due respect, let's not waste our time on that.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The House of Representatives Wednesday voted to block a resolution to impeach President Trump, effectively killing the measure for now, but not burying the issue that has divided the Democratic Party.
On this vote, the yeas are 332. And the nays are 95, with one answering present. The motion is adopted.
The resolution sponsor, Democratic Representative Al Green, was seeking to capitalize on growing criticism of Trump after the president's recent attacks on minority congresswomen. Green had failed twice before to get an impeachment resolution passed, but Wednesday marked the first time the full House had addressed the matter since Democrats took the majority earlier this year. The president is in Greenville, North Carolina, for a political rally and has promised to continue to talk about what he called the four vicious young socialist congresswomen whom the president tweeted should go back to their homelands even though they're all Americans. This is VOA News. Joaquin El Chapo Guzman was sentenced to life in prison in a court in New York on Wednesday. AP correspondent Jennifer King has more.
The Mexican drug kingpin known as El Chapo, Joaquin Guzman, has been sentenced by a federal judge in Brooklyn to life without parole plus 30 years. Assistant Attorney General Brian Benchkowski spoke to reporters in New York after the sentencing.
The long road that led Chapo Guzman from the mountains of Sinaloa to the courthouse behind us today was paved with death, drugs, and destruction.
The 62-year-old was brought to the United States to stand trial after he twice escaped from Mexican prisons. The defense argued that he was framed by other traffickers who became government witnesses and that the judge failed to thoroughly investigate claims of juror misconduct. I'm Jennifer King.
Sudan's ruling military council and a coalition of opposition groups signed a power-sharing accord in Khartoum Wednesday. We get details from Naba Mohaideen.
The accord calls for a three-year transitional period leading to elections for a civilian-led government. A ruling sovereign council will have 6 members from the opposition FFC and 5 from the TMC. A TMC member will lead the council for 21 months, after which the leader will come from the opposition. In June, Sudanese security forces stormed a protester camp outside the defense ministry and killed dozens of demonstrators who were demanding civilian rule. The military had taken control of Sudan's government 2 months earlier, ousting longtime President Omar al-Bashir after months of mass protests. The TMC is still insisting on full immunity for anyone who serves on the Sovereign Council. The two sides are scheduled to meet Friday to discuss terms and details of the constitutional draft. Naba Mohaideen for VOA News, Khartoum.
The World Health Organization has declared the Ebola epidemic in the Democratic Republic of Congo's conflict-ridden North Kivu and Ituri provinces a public health emergency of international concern. On Sunday, the first case of Ebola was discovered in Goma, a city of 2 million people. The pastor infected with the virus has since died. WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus acknowledged that the risk of spread of the disease in the DRC remains very high, but he says the risk of spread outside the region remains low. The United States is officially removing Turkey from its F-35 stealth fighter jet program after Ankara accepted Russian delivery of an S-400 missile defense system. Ellen Lord is the Pentagon's chief weapons buyer.
Turkey cannot field a Russian intelligence collection platform in proximity to where the F-35 program makes repairs and houses the F-35.
U.S. officials believe Turkey's decision to use the Russian radar could compromise the alliance's military systems in the country, including the F-35. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.
VOA 1, The best music today. Now.